having females do like hip thrusters and you're putting a band right by their hips. So you're looking down at their chest while they're humping your face. And you're telling me that there's no other equipment that we could use.
Yeah. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Delulu Canoe Podcast. Oh, we got a little song and a dance. So let's toss it over to our singer. Leading the band is JP.
Canoe.
Trademark that right now. Yes. Oh my goodness.
We were just talking about opening up a band. We should.
We're going to start a band.
We said you heard it here first.
But it wasn't our idea. It was
Cosmo's
idea.
It was.
Who's joining us today as well.
But we're all musically like inclined. So, you know, it's just Dare and the Delulus.
There we go.
Yes. I like that.
He was like, Delulu. Delulu.
D-U-L-U. No, D-E. Oh, dyslexic. Dyslexic.
That is me. Is dyslexia contagious? Did you catch it?
Delulu. Delulu. Delulu.
Delulu. Yeah. Okay, that's definitely not stealing that current song.
We got this.
So we're all kind of in a silly, goofy mood today. And we had like what, maybe like 20 to 30 minute tangent before we hit start. And JP didn't realize that Cosmo is the one who pushes the buttons in order for the cameras to switch.
I have to say, I was very curious why Cosmo had to be here because I love him being here. And I'm just like, what does he do back there? And I was so upset because my last episode, he didn't like interrupt as much as I would have loved him to, or as much as he's interrupted other podcasts.
Yeah. Like he'll ask questions.
He asked a bunch of questions on your other ones, but I was like, he kind of stepped out for mine. Why?
He's just zoning out back there.
That was in the beginning, okay? I got comfortable.
Yeah.
You know? There it is.
That was pretty early in the beginning of this, wasn't it?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, it was pretty beginning.
I love how Dare was just like, well, because he's busy pushing, but I'm like, what is he put? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
So for those of you at home or if you're listening on Spotify or wherever you listen to us, Cosmo, as the producer, his job is to, you know, try to predict when one of our guests is going to speak. And it's very difficult because I actually stepped in for one episode and I'm sorry if your necks are still broken from the chompy Chrissy me producing episode, because I was like pushing that button trying to guess and it was just, I give you so much credit.
Thanks.
I give you so much credit. So thank you for being here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Carpal tunnel syndrome due to Delulu Canoe.
Due to Delulu Canoe. Yes.
There's three buttons I'm in control of. And I can only imagine those four. How it'd be like playing Guitar Hero, I swear.
Wow. Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
Delulu Canoe. D-E-L-U.
D-E-L. We should stop spelling.
Okay, it's a Delulu Canoe time.
Barrel. We made it.
All right.
So,
Choppy, cut all this out.
No, Choppy, keep it. Keep it all. It's going to be great.
We're back.
I'm so glad that you're here. And I'm so glad you're in such a goofy, silly mood.
Thank you.
If those of you don't know, we actually run a weekly show on Tuesdays called Delulu Canoes, where JP comes by in between his horribly busy schedule and we report on news that makes us a little Delulu.
Oh yes.
But I wanted to have you back for not just like a news segment, but to allow you to embrace your Delulu even more and talk about something that's personally just festering in your brain. And it sounds like you had like a couple things that you just wanted to like offload. So I'm excited to hear like what's at the tippy top of your brain. What's making you Delulu?
Tippy top.
Yeah.
Well, right now it is opening up my brand new gym.
Woo!
This is real. This
applause.
Is real.
Applause. Oh, not
look
Photoshop.
Look at the move. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Click.
I got a little bit of a thing going on over here. I gotta go to your gym.
Bacteria lady arms.
She's got grandma flaps.
Grandma. That's right. It's my favorite sweater. Don't make fun of it.
It's cute. It's a beautiful sweater. So yeah, like it's been an awesome process. Mm-hmm. And anyone who's opened up their own business or anyone who has been interested in opening up their own business, mm-hmm. I want to give you a little bit of the behind the scenes.
Sure.
A little bit more information because it's a lot of work, but mm-hmm. it is definitely, I know, going to be rewarding. And there's so many people on my side mm-hmm. that I'm really excited for. It gives me the encouragement to continue to fight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I love it because it's never a no. It's just like, okay, well, we got these papers. Now we need mm-hmm. this evidence. Or we got right. this. Now what's next? Mm-hmm. So I'll walk you through that process.
Yeah. So like you've had your own business though for a while. Like mm-hmm. It's just you don't have your own establishment.
Yes.
So you're on the hunt for like a place to have the business instead of training me out of your living room, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's been tough because there is working for yourself is fun mm-hmm. and rewarding. But then there comes some point when you grow too much and you don't want to be under anyone's wings anymore. You want to be able to make the money for yourself instead mm-hmm. of bringing in finances to someone else.
Yeah, of course.
So that's where I'm currently at. And then it's so you'll know when it's time because then everything just gets under your skin.
Yeah.
It's the music of the gym. It's the mornings. It's how the people say hi to you or don't say hi to you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's actually
the front desk neglect when like someone comes in and is like, I want to work out here. And none of the trainers walk up to say hi to them. And it's that's literally like $200 just standing there waiting for someone to say hi to them and show them the gym.
It is crazy. I'm like, okay. But also with that, I feel like I would have a good understanding of everything that's going on. And being able to understand, okay, somebody comes in, you're in the middle of a session, you'd be like, hold on real quick, let's make sure you have weights. Or if you feel comfortable with your client, you let them go and do something. I'll be right back. Let me just find out what she wants or he wants. Go be like, hey, I'm in the middle of the session. Leave your phone number. I'll call you back. Take a look around if you want and let it go.
Yep, yep.
But this man loves to speak. The owner.
The tea.
And the tea is out. It's out. But it's so weird because Darren will come to trade and so will a new client of his. And we are already like three exercises in. It's 15 to 20 minutes. And where's that person's client on the treadmill walking, warming up still? And I
that's like 20 minutes in.
20 minutes in when his sessions are 50 minutes long.
Oh.
So then I turn to Dare and I'm just like, hey, watch this. The first words out of his mouth are, all right, I'm sorry. And it's like, you're sorry? Are you really sorry?
Yeah.
You're not.
Mm-mm.
And if you don't care about your clients, you don't care about your business, it reflects on how people start treating you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just lost this whole like community that I strive for. And so I continue to have it mm-hmm. and I love it.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing to see the direction I don't want the gym to go.
And it's also like frustrating because like, I don't want to like seem like we're, you know, just talking poorly about this guy for like no reason. But like as a woman who doesn't like going to other gyms because guys come and talk to me and like they were like, oh, like, what are you doing here? What are you working out? It really bothers me so much so that I like stopped going to the gym, which is why I love mm-hmm. yours, because I never have to be there alone. But also I've been there for so long now that if I did decide to, people wouldn't do it out of being creepy. They mm-hmm. would just be like, oh, hey, nice to see you, you know? But he kind of goes out of his way to like only spend a lot of time talking to the females of the gym and the women of the gym. Gosh. Whereas the client that he left on the treadmill happened to be a guy. And I've seen him sort of
overweight.
Yeah. I've seen this gym owner run late with other male clients because he's too busy talking to other female clients. And I'm kind of like, dude, that's not cool. Like, don't use the gym as your dating pool.
No, at all. It's just, it's not. I understand it because a lot of my clients are gay and they're very, I wouldn't say we flirt, but we joke around to the flirting aspect of it. But it never turns, if it turns sexual, it's just fun sexual to like joke around. It's never something that's going to make you feel uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And I think I've talked about it either on the live episodes or last time that there was a client who kept joking about like, oh my God, you're getting so close to me. Don't touch me. And would smile and like joke around like that. Mm-hmm. To finally the third time it happened, I said, hey, are you being serious right now? Or yeah. Is this, I want to make sure he's like, yeah, I don't like being touched too. And I was like, don't make that face, like stand up and say you don't like being touched. I feel dumb. And I feel like I've crossed a boundary because I mean, in a gym, you're constantly helping people with their form. You're mm-hmm. constantly touching, grabbing the weights or giving them to someone. And it's just, it's very much you're in each other's space. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's never taken sexually or never taken inappropriately. But mm-hmm. if someone doesn't feel comfortable, regardless of it's like drama, past drama, or it's what they feel currently, mm-hmm. I always want to respect that.
Oh, of course.
And so I addressed it and I was like, oh, okay, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. And mm-hmm. I stayed quiet and just started going through my mind of like, what have I done something that changed this? Because this was 6 months in.
Wow. six months
in. It wasn't like brand new. It was 6 months in.
Yeah.
And I was like, what did I do that either changed this or what did I do that I missed this? Because mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm very good at picking up energy and I don't know how I missed this.
Well, and if you're laughing and giggling about something, being like, oh, stop it. Yeah. Of course, they're going to keep doing it. Like you have to be more assertive and firm, just being like, hey, I don't like being touched. Could you please stop?
And even like,
easy enough.
We took so many photos in the gym, holding each other, smiling. And I'm just like, was this all in my mind or did this change recently?
It's hard to tell.
And I mean, ultimately, it doesn't matter because that's the way the person feels and respect it.
Yeah.
Like if you didn't feel like that before and now you do, I respect it. I can't say, oh, last week you didn't. So
yeah, oh my God.
Well, that's weird. That's last strange. Night you didn't. Damn. I like that. But yeah, so
I
went into my head literally for like maybe 15 seconds. And I'm thinking as I'm watching him lift weight and he's like, oh no, you're upset as a joke. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm not upset. I'm so sorry. I really am apologizing for how long you've been feeling this way and how long I've been making you feel inappropriate. Like that's never my intention. He's like, no, it's okay. And I was like, all right, so brush it off. Don't keep saying I'm sorry. Don't keep, let's go. And we had like two more sessions left and he didn't want to renew. And I was like, okay, all right. But it's, I saw it going out because our time, what we fit, what we built and what we achieved together was already accomplished. And he was getting busier with life and his personal routines. That the schedule became an issue.
Oh, okay.
And so, I was like,
other things.
Okay, it was other things. And I just like took a step back and I was like, all right, I'm not going to pressure you.
Maybe that's something you can implement into like your opening spiel when you first meet and work out with somebody is like you could just add like maybe during their first couple sets while you're showing them something like, hey, also feel free to let me know if like anything ever bothers you, like I won't be touching you at all times. But if I do feel like your form might be compromised, I might, you know, put my hand on your thigh to see if the muscle is being worked. But if that's something you're not interested, you know, like if you have boundaries or things that you don't want me to do, I don't. It's such a weird conversation. You know what I mean?
But like, it might help.
You know,
I kind of have it because I'm very uncomfortable the first session. Uncomfortable the first session because my mind always goes to being sued. I'm like, did this person come in here pretending to be in shape, waiting to get injured so that they can sue me? So I'm very much always just like on edge of just like, here, let's start with this way. Okay, now we're gonna go into this. Well, your form looks really bad. Hey, like engage your core and keep it tight. Look, let me show you. Okay. Is it okay if I like pull your body back? And go ahead. So that kind of stuff. I'm just very uncomfortable. It's funny.
That's funny. Oh man, I kind of want to be a fly on the wall for your like. No, oh, I have a client coming in for the first time. I want to be like, yeah, cancel my plans. Right. Dripping. You don't need cardio then afterwards.
It's cute. It's adorable.
There you go. You're just like, oh,
hey, what's up? Yeah, it's the most uncomfortable I get are with straight guys. So it's straight guys.
Oh.
Then it's females. Uh-huh. And then it's gay guys.
Oh. So, I mean, okay. That kind of makes sense, though, in a way. Yeah.
The straight guys, because it's like, your form's going to be really bad. You're going to want to go really heavy. I'm going to have to burst your bubble. And then as a straight guy, do you really want a gay guy touching you? You're going to think of it as like sexual when we're just like working out.
Yeah.
It's like an elbow to me. Okay. I'm like a doctor.
Mm-hmm. You're like, I'm aware. I've seen it before. Aware.
I've seen a booty before. And this is not the best one. So let's.
There you go.
Do you want to go there?
She's married. Game. He's married.
Ready? One, two.
Damn.
I had to get Cosmo back in.
You did. You got him back in. You got him back in.
I'm sorry. I'm just sitting back listening. I'm like, damn, that's a lot of stuff that you... I just never... I always know about like the people hitting on other people when they go in a gym, but I never thought as a trainer how much you have to think about prepare yourself with, and then also how to, you want the person to feel comfortable.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And nowadays, there's so many different types of people that you want to try to
accommodate
to all of them. And it's God. That's why I'm the same with everybody. I'm like, accept me or not, but like I wouldn't feel uncomfortable. I was like, I used to go to martial arts, and the instructors would be like, if you have a bad form, they'll hit you with a bamboo stick. So I know, but I never did it again. But so if like JP came up to me and just like, listen, you got to tilt your back up like this. And like when you're bench pressing, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, cool. I'm like, please tell me.
I would love to have a bamboo stick.
Get a bamboo stick. Yeah. Bam. I was gonna say, do I get to get that while we're here diluing? If I feel like you're not paying attention,
you can.
I don't know why I hit you, but I had to.
Or a squirt gun where somebody like interrupts.
Yeah,
there you go. A squirt gun if they interrupt the guest. You're just like, what did you say? Super soaker.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I never considered that either. That's such a good thought.
It's crazy. And
the trainers are just a stress.
The trainers, it's not even. There's so much that goes into your mind because it is making sure the client feels comfortable, making sure you feel comfortable to present yourself, making sure you know enough of the gym. So when it gets busy, you could say, hey, there's nothing worse than a client saying, oh, well, we were going to use it.
Sorry, it went off on its own.
So did my elbow.
Do we need to call an ambulance?
So being able to understand what's next, because there is nothing more uncomfortable than let's say I'm telling you the next machine we're gonna go on to is a Smith squat machine.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And then we're doing our weights, we finish up, and then someone else uses it.
Yeah.
And they were there like 1 minute before, 30 seconds before, so we can't really claim it or say it.
Yeah.
But then there's something about the client who's like, oh, so we're not going to do that machine anymore. It turns, it quickly turns. So if you're like, oh, that's cool. We could do it another way. Here, let's go do them on these. This is going to hurt more anyways. So
yeah, this is going to be more difficult for you.
If you spin it, and it's all on how you present it too. Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, these are going to be better because know your points.
Yeah.
Know this is free forms and compared to just like strict up and down movement. Mm-hmm. So you engage your core more. Let's just work it out.
I also feel like that's why you never tell me what's coming next, because we don't know after I'm done with that set, like what's going to be open and available. Because there are times where I've tried to like on my drive home be like, why did we do those exercises and why did we do them in that order? And it totally makes sense that like somebody could come in and grab the machine that you were planning on me moving to next. And then you were just like, I'm going to wait till she's done with the set and we'll see what's open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's some clients who want to just have the list.
Oh, really?
I want to know the 7 exercises we're doing today. And did we complete all 7? Okay, yeah.
Oh.
Okay. And it's just like, it's boring to some people, but some people, they're like, I just want to feel like I completed it. And I'm like, okay, cool. Yeah, so.
Okay.
I mean, there's just so much. And then basically just feeling comfortable in the gym, going back to our owner.
Yeah, going back to the owner.
Having females do like hip thrusters and you're putting a band right by their hips. So you're looking down at their chest while they're humping your face. And you're telling me that there's no other equipment that we could use.
Yeah.
That would be like, it just, it's uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And then it makes everyone else be like, hey, what's going on over there?
What are they doing?
And you're like, just pay no attention to the person behind the mirror.
Am I in a softcore porn or something?
You are.
Yeah. I mean, there's been a couple times where we'll do like an exercise where I'm like on the mat and you'll have me do
sit-ups.
It's not V-ups. It's kind of like sit-ups, but it's just your legs.
The legs extension.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I'll purposely like face my butt towards the wall just because I'm like, I don't want people seeing my butt, just like watching my butt and legs flapping in the air. But like, we're both very aware of it. We're like, you'll set me up so that I'm in like a corner of space, but you're not like, I'm going to put my hand under the low of your back while you do this. So that way I can like make sure you're not using your back. Like,
yes.
Yeah. You're very good about like making sure that I'm in a safe space or.
Well, also the mirrors.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy because I do have a bigger client who does not want to be like in front of a mirror to see herself, but also doing the same thing of a leg raise.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I want to face it other way because I don't want my bottom to be faced out towards the gym. And I was like, sure, turn around. And then the mirror's right there. She's like, yeah, but then the mirror's here. I'm like, you're right. Like, it's just so many things that we're trainers are constantly thinking. And if you don't have a trainer who's thinking, then go find another one.
Fire them. I have one for
Fire
you.
Fire them. Go find someone good who's constantly just like, you got to keep, we're on edge. We want the best for you. We want you to achieve. And I feel like the best feedback that people could give me is just, hey, last week was good. Let's keep going in that direction. Oh, I really like this.
Mm-hmm.
Or I hated these, but I know we got to keep doing them, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So
like me, okay, I complain after every exercise. And I'm like, oh, these are hard. This is really heavy. This is difficult. And JP's
push yourself. So we work to fatigue with Dare, and I love it. And I wanted to talk a little bit about your training.
Oh, no.
It's great. It's a report card. But so you either have, let's hit the number 10. Let's go for 10 reps. Dare loves to go to, I love to say failure because I'm sarcastic, even though failure has a negative tone with it. We go to failure.
Mm.
And she's like, 9, 10, 11. She keeps going. And I'm like, okay, how are we going? And then she's like, 19. Oh, that hurts. And I was like, oh, yeah, you did 19.
But then we do a rotation where it's like, I not only do that exercise once, we do it 3 times.
Yes.
So you do it and then you do another exercise and another. So I just like, I really commit to just going till I can't do it anymore.
That's what I love.
That's not bad.
That's fucking dope,
actually.
Thanks.
I love to hear her say it when she's like, no, I want to do a little bit more. I'm like, yes, let's go for more. I gotta do 5 more.
Yeah, because like sometimes I fall into the category of like, I'm not quite strong enough to do the next weight up, right? Because then my form is compromised. But I know I could squeeze out like 5 or 4 more if I give my hands a break and then try again. At least with arms. Legs, I could go forever. But
legs all day.
I'm good with legs. I just need some core.
Oh, core. Core's fun.
Core's tough.
Core is tough.
Core is made in the kitchen.
Yeah, no more sugar.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Wait, where did he go? Cosmo, come back.
I'm out of here. Goodbye. Screw this.
Lights are off.
Yeah. Podcast down.
But.
Come back,
please. But that's one of my goals this year. My goal this year, I'm not great at cooking. I'm really good. I'm horrible. Oh. I have no patience.
Oh.
I'll burn vegetables.
I love cooking. I went to culinary school. I love it.
Oh.
Seasoning, cooking, the whole preparation.
Oh, I'll overcook a vegetable. It'll be so soggy.
Oh, really? See, I actually am a terrible chef as well.
Okay.
But Instagram now has like, there's so many people that make like 5-minute recipes that are good for you. So all I do is I send them to Chrissy and I like blow up her inbox.
Yeah.
And then like she'll go and grocery shop for them or like I'll go with depending on the week. And like I actually made what's called glow soup last night.
Nice.
Glow.
Yeah. So it's carrots, tomatoes, red and yellow bell peppers and leeks. I don't know if that's how you properly say
it. Leeks.
Yeah, but you oven bake them and then you take them out of the oven when they're done and you blend it all up with chicken broth, chicken stock?
Broth.
I think broth is right.
Yeah.
And then it made like this really lovely like carrot soup, and it's supposed to be like really good for all your innards and like your collagen and all your,
Carrots are awesome.
Yeah.
Carrots are really good. Very awesome.
If you
want
to try some on the way out, I can microwave you a little
bit. Let's do
some chicken stock.
It needs seasoning though. It really does.
Chicken stock.
So that's, I mean, that's.
So learn how to cook.
I'm trying to learn.
Go on Instagram.
I went to ChatGPT just
to
see what they would do. I'd be like, hey, I want dinner tonight, something with chicken that's easy to make. What do you recommend? Mm-hmm. And it's kind of cool. It tells you what to get, but ultimately, you just you need to be something that you could replicate, that you don't see it as a chore, and you can continue to do it over and over.
Or habit stacking. So while your, you know, your food is cooking, or while it's, you know, doing what it needs to do, add another habit to it. If you can juggle both and not burn your vegetables, but like you could be like putting away laundry or like listening to a book while you're cooking, you know, like there's ways that you can like habit stack.
Does drinking wine count?
I guess that is technically a habit, and you would be stacking it. I don't know if you want to condition yourself though to every time you cook to like want alcohol though.
Why not?
Like a Pavlovian response, you know?
It got so quiet.
We all started judging you a little bit. We're like, interesting.
You know what?
It's like, okay. do you guys like brownies?
Yes.
You like brownies? Do you like keto brownies?
Keto brownies,
yes.
Well,
I don't know if I've had a keto brownie.
I don't know either.
Well, if you check out the next episode of Jackie's Kitchen on the Cosmos Network, she makes keto brownies.
There it is. Are you going to bring the recipe?
Yeah, I'll bring it next time. How about that?
Okay.
Or we'll watch the episode and we can make it.
Yeah, That'd be really simple. Yeah. It's really simple.
Yeah.
She started to make some keto stuff, so she's getting the healthy side of stuff.
Yeah. Well, I saw her earlier today, so we were talking about keto a lot.
Nice.
Yeah.
Keto's fun.
But let's get back to you instead of keto.
More about me.
More about you. Keto. So the top of the episode, we were talking a little bit about like starting your own business. We've kind of established that like we're not a fan of, he's not necessarily your boss.
Yes.
It's more of like the owner of the gym, the location.
Landlord.
The landlord. Thank you. Yes. The landlord, the lord of the land. And now you're on the hunt for like looking for your own gym. So you could be essentially even more of your own boss.
Yes.
What does that look like?
A better version of him.
The better lord of the land.
The sexy better.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. Damn.
Yeah. I get it. That's my husband. There you go.
So I'm getting him more involved.
You are. I love it. Making him work for his pay.
I love it. We need more sound bites.
More sound bites.
You know what? I'm season two, Dare. I need a soundboard.
Okay.
I need a soundboard. You know what? I'll get it.
Okay. You'll get it?
Okay. Yeah. My birthday is coming up. I'll get it for myself just to have it. That'd be dope.
Maybe there's a soundboard app.
That's what he's using.
That's what I'm using, but it's on my phone. I have a tablet at home. If I get a tablet, have it set up, ready to go with the speaker, done.
Do you have the horns?
I have all of that.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, back to me.
Back to you.
Yes.
Yeah, I know you love talking about other things instead of yourself.
That's how not selfish I am.
Oh, you're such a giver.
Yeah.
You're such a giver. But you are looking for your own location. I mean that non-sarcastically. It came out that way. But
I thought you took it sexually instead of sarcastically.
Oh, no. Okay. No, I'm
not. I'm back. Okay. Choppy, I'm back.
Choppy, cut that out. Just kidding. Oh, no. So what has that been looking like? You going and looking at like new locations? Like, have you found a place? Are you still looking?
So, yes, there's actually three places.
Oh.
I'll tell you my journey. So it started with me just like, I have to find a new place. I really want to do it. Let's go. And I found this one location and it was perfect. I looked inside and I was like, I really want to check it out and figure out what it's about. And so I called the landlord and I got to view the space. Mm-hmm. And the story behind it was kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. So it had mirrors on the wall already set up. It was kind of funky on the floor. I think there was blue turf.
Oh.
And there was just a disco ball in the center of the gym or the center of the space and a basketball court. And I was like, this is so cool as a gym. It'd be so awesome to have like the basketball court there for any straight guy or whoever wants to just be stupid with the basketball court.
Yeah.
And then my gays would love the mirror ball.
Yes.
Like it would just be hilarious to have.
Yeah.
So we called, we looked into it, and the guy was like, yeah, we don't, the person before, I think he had a gym, but, he threatened me with a gun, and so he didn't pay his bill, and so we had to get him out with like authority, and we kicked him out. And I was like, okay, drama.
Yeah.
And so
at this, so it's cheaper, right?
So the rent went down.
And I said, I'm really interested in this. I'm going to Italy, but let's please keep talking about this because I could use the mirrors that are already set up.
Yeah.
I want the basketball court. I want
the disco ball.
And I just know my gym's going to work perfectly here. So let's keep it. And within like 3 days, he said, well, someone gave a deposit to hold it for them. They're going to do some stuff. And the deposit kept like, they kept paying for 3 months.
Oh.
But didn't use the space just to hold it. They kept paying for 3 months. And I was like, well, I'm not going to have that money to spend.
No.
And hold it. So let's give up and let's look for another space. Mm-hmm. So that was the end of my dream number one.
But keep the disco ball in mind.
Oh, I want the disco ball.
Yeah.
That'd be dope.
hint, Amazon wish list.
Amazon wish list, disco ball.
Number two was this cool little like bike shop that had parking set up for it. So I was like, okay, cool. We don't have to worry about parking and it'll be cool. It just set up perfectly the right amount of space that I wanted. And closer to my home. So just everything worked great. And then it was Halloween. He said, yeah, the guy's going to be out by Halloween and we could start November 1st or get you going.
Yeah.
Great. October 30th. He's like, hey, so the landlord or the owner or whoever was renting the spot wants to renew their lease. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, which this happens. So that's why I'm telling you this story. It happens. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, okay, cool. How long are they doing it? No, they're doing a full year. Okay, fine. New place. Let's just go find a new place. Mm-hmm. And I think in 2 days, I found this corner and I loved it. It was very visible. It was big. It was quiet in a quiet neighborhood. And I was like, let's set up an appointment. Set up an appointment, looked at it, and I fell in love with it. And I said, this is gonna be the gym.
Yeah. Like
this, we can't let it go. We really can't let this go.
Yes.
And so the owner has been very sweet. His son is gay.
And
so it was so awesome because he was like, well, how are you guys going to do this business? Do you have a partner in mind? He's like, yeah, me and my husband. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, oh, you're like my son.
Oh.
And I was like, Am I? That's not the right term, but I know what you mean.
Yeah. You're like, okay.
That's the wrong term, but I appreciate it.
You're like that one tinted chef at the gas station that pumps my gas. Cute.
You're like that guy. I know a gay person.
Yeah. That's kind of what that sounds like. Wait. You're like my son.
My neighbors are gay, I think.
Oh, no.
But so it's been great. We've been going through with it. And now we're at the situation of the bank.
Oh.
So the location is sealed.
Mm-hmm. Secured.
And now we're at the position of the bank. So the bank, they continue to ask more information. It's very similar to if you're getting a home. Mm-hmm. They want to know your statements. They want to see your income. And then they wanted just 10% down. Okay, we put the 10% down. Mm-hmm. And then they said, oh, well, we need an extra $5,000. And I was like, okay, and they're 5% down. And then they said, well, let's figure out, do you have someone who could just like write you a letter saying that they would cover you for $15,000? And I was like, what?
A letter?
A letter. Yes, it's a letter of like
intent, right?
Is that what it is? Security, basically. So if my business falls down, but that's a weird thing. Like I could have had anyone write it. if I had you write it, like, yeah, you're not even obligated to pay it.
Yeah. It's
so just what's the point of having someone say,
does that person that writes a letter have to have like a check and everything else? Nothing. Like a background check or
no
finance?
Background check, no social security run.
So what the
weird.
And I'm just like, so I should have my bankrupt friends just write that letter.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody who's got like no money.
Just write this.
I have no money.
There you go.
Cosmo
will write it.
Yay. Like, so, we were there. And so we sent it out. And this has been since Christmas. So it's been a couple months now. Mm-hmm. And finally, today, actually, the bank person said, all right, we're at the final stage, so we're just going to hold on to this and run through it, and we'll let you know.
Yay!
Like, yes! Just to let you know, 75% of them get approved at this point.
Oh.
And I was like,
75%.
But what about the 25%?
What about the rest? What happens then? Yeah.
What do you do after that?
So, that's interesting, because I've never gone through, you're technically renting this space, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, like, renting is a commercial property, mm-hmm, essentially, is so different, and it's very complicated. I mean, anytime you're like renting or buying, mm-hmm, there's so many different like loopholes and like things that you could get confused by. So, I'm glad you've made it this far.
Heck yeah.
It's such a journey.
It is.
It's exhausting, but you're almost there.
I'm so close. I could taste it.
Yeah. Oh, yay. I hope by the time this episode comes out, we'll have even more. Oh, my God.
That'll be so fun.
Yes. Yeah.
The gym is open. Ooh. Chompy, put that in if the gym is open.
Yes. We'll let you know, Chompy.
Chompy is our editor. So that's why, yes, I keep saying, in case you don't know.
There, yeah, in case you're new here, Chompy's the editor. She's lovely.
We love Chompy. Yes.
Yeah. So when you do have your magical gym, are you doing like planning a big opening? Like what, like let's like manifest a little bit here, okay, and say you've got it and like things are going great. What's like number one thing that you're going to work on?
The number one thing I want to work on is community. I love it. I want to make sure that we have a big grand opening. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I want people to know that it's a safe place. It's, mm-hmm, a fun place. I want activities. It's weird. I'm going to turn this into like the YMCA.
Okay. Yeah.
Not only is it gay, but
yes.
No, you have like Sunday meditation where you can just like reset for the week. Monday is going to be very much like setting up your goals, going hard, getting an intense workout Monday. Mm-hmm. Tuesday, we start focusing a little bit more on like a body part, lower body or upper body. Mm-hmm. Then Wednesday, we focus the other body part. Mm-hmm. Wednesday, we kind of just hit it again. Mm-hmm. And Friday is more of like a relaxed, chill day.
Ooh,
so,
yeah,
you know, like something fun where you could just get a quick workout in and then like happy hour, something where you could get, I don't know why I keep thinking like drinks.
Like a bar,
smoothies.
If a spot opens up next door.
Smoothies.
That'd be cool, yeah.
Become a gay bar.
Gay bar.
I'm gonna put in a stripper pole.
Yes.
I want to get a stripper pole so bad, but I can't hear.
My friend Olivia, she has one. It's like a portable one that she takes.
Pop-up.
Yeah, she's been on my show a long time ago, and she just takes it anywhere. She takes it to the beach. She takes it all kinds of different places.
So cool.
It's a portable one.
It's hard.
I know, but
it is.
I mean, if you need somebody, you know what I'm saying, you know, I mean, the train or something like that to do some pole dancing. I might know some people, you know, like, just to throw you away, you know?
Cosmo would know a bunch of pole dancers.
Yeah.
I believe it.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, he knows a bunch of like every people.
How fun.
He's got his Rolodex of knowing people is huge.
Wow.
Hence the Cosmo show.
Yeah.
That's why he got his own show, you know?
Dang. You should have a show. A workout show. Some kind of workout show. You and Dare, okay?
Okay.
Or whatever. You know, just like something like crazy.
Is he about
and
to
cool?
take credit for my idea? keep going.
What are you saying? What are you thinking?
No, tell me my idea. It'll sound better from your mouth.
Yes. You know, that way we're starting something. Because I'm sure we were going to have a conversation later.
So
no, we had one.
No, him and I.
Oh, okay. Oh. Go.
I say this. I can see this happening in November, just in time for Thanksgiving and whatnot. Oh, of like, so just far like away. I know it's far away, okay, but think about the before you get to the grub and okay. you want to work those pounds off. You know, oh, bada bing.
Okay,
all here's right. a whole new show. What now? We can do different types of workouts, stuff mm-hmm, like that. Mm-hmm. All you need is somebody like just like, to shoot it and edit it for free, pretty much. Because I know a couple of people that would do that.
Oh, fun.
And then like some kind of network on YouTube that would just house it. You know, oh. be like one episode, six episodes. That'd I don't know cool. how many are a month, but
like, how would we find idea. All of that?
Yeah. I have no
how
clue.
How would we find all of that?
What if it's like getting ready summer fit?
Ooh.
Okay.
I just put the benchmark sooner.
Yeah. See what I did? Look what I you just did it. There.
I don't wait. That's my problem. I have neither zero do I. patience. Neither
do
I.
Same. When I have a good idea, like the idea that I pitched Cosmo like 2 weeks ago, I like to get the idea rolling and let people simmer on it.
Dare, I'm trying to manifest this.
Okay, I'll stop. I'll chill out.
No, for all three of us, great. Okay? This for all.
What do you think that project would look like?
Well, ooh. If I were to, you know, assume? No, if I were to come up with something right here, right now,
yeah.
I haven't had this idea yet. Uh-huh. I think uh-huh. it'd be really cool if there was a show on a network show uh-huh. that would be bridging cosplay and working out. And it ooh. Can be like, yeah, I'm just coming up with this right
well,
now.
Well, see, that's your idea. I didn't have that idea. So that's
you know, that's pretty awesome because yeah. Cosmo came up with an idea to do a show and you just came up with something about like cosplay and fitness. Yeah. Mm. And I'm going to agree to it.
Okay. We have it now on camera.
Now we have it.
You like, can't back out.
1, 2, 3, deal.
Just to let you guys know, Dare takes full credit.
After I complained about it, I'm like, excuse you. I'm just giving you grief right now.
It is now on. It lives. This is a contract right here. This is a contract.
It is verbal.
This is a verbal contract.
An oral contract, as they say.
Oral? They say oral sexual. Now?
They do. Yeah. Okay. It's like, it's
sexual.
It is schmexual. You're right. But it's, it's actually a legal thing where it's like, because you don't call it a verbal contract. They call it an oral contract in like legal terms.
But what the hell do you use your mouth besides using, I mean, verbal?
Yeah.
This is a verbal.
Well,
verbal.
Think about it. A kiss is a verbal agreement.
Are you trying to, do you want to
make out? A kiss,
what is happening?
A kiss is an oral. I'm getting confused.
Lights okay. off.
It's an oral and contract.
And we're back. We just did a three-way kiss, just so everyone knows.
What is this?
Ready
episode?
The rumors.
And you guys missed it.
And you guys missed
it. Well, if you didn't know, JP and I are married. We so are. Apparently, due to Duluth Canoes,
I'm both of their concubines.
There you go. Oh my gosh.
Love it.
Oh no. We're going to have a great time coming up with our show for Cosmos
it's
Network.
It's going to be cool. It's going to be fun.
Oh man. So I did come up with this idea driving home one day where we would collaborate on something that would make sense for both of our brands because we had already got Delulu, you know, under control, you and I working on it. Mm-hmm. But then I wanted to have like a weekly host and then I invited you because you're so mm-hmm. much fun. And I also weirdly want to go to Coachella with you, even though I have no interest in Coachella, but like, it's going to be super fun.
This season. Because
you have great
this
energy.
Year is a good season. It's a good lineup.
I saw Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Oh. Ooh. But anyways, so I thought it'd be fun if we had some sort of like fitness show together. Because mm-hmm. like, you are an actual dancer. I used to be. I studied in an academy for like 5 years when I was like in high school. So mm-hmm. I don't have that like really core dance training now, but like it would be fun if we came up with like dance-ish routines or like weight routines to like copyrighted free music, but we had a theme each week. So it doesn't have to be nerd culture, but I thought it'd be kind of fun if it was like Sonic's cardio workout mm-hmm. for 10 minutes or a quick ab burn, like who's a character that's got great abs? Like Tarzan's ab burn workout, 10-minute ab yeah. workout or something. So like
Sonic has to be legs, right?
I would, yeah, because he's fast.
Yeah.
And then we could like talk about the anime or the thing. I know you wanted to do like a Superman power lift
yes.
or like the Hulk, like a arm routine or something. Or
how about the hammer? The Thor's hammer routine.
Ooh.
You know the thing that
they do have that.
Like,
yeah. I had a client ask me about it at the gym the other day. He's like, so what is that used for? And I'm like, it's just offsetting balance. Or there's a certain word for it or mm-hmm. a certain training for it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, don't lift it up. You're going to hurt yourself. I've hurt myself multiple times with it because it's heavy. Yeah. It's like a long stick and then all the weights at the end. So you're like swinging it around and then trying to like not touch yourself and not like,
it's,
it's like a flagpole.
Mm. Like the flag twirling.
Baton twirling. I wonder what the name of it is called now.
Go for it. You some research while I sit here.
While you guys speak.
But yeah, so I came up with this idea and I kind of thought like you're busy starting your new gym. Like I got 85 things going on right now on my plate. I still have to do my Cosmo show, actual show episode at some point. And then I knew Cosmo was busy, but he was looking for another show. And so I just casually brought it up to JP while we were working out one day and he got all excited about it. So then I was like, okay, that sounds kind of like a yeah. So I'll talk to Cosmo about it. And then Cosmo starts spamming me like 85 different possible names
This is how I am.
It was like, so great because I didn't think you'd be into it. I kind of thought you'd be like, I don't know. Like maybe that's not the vibe of the channel, but you don't have a fitness thing. So I was kind of like, maybe this could be that. And then you just were like, you were so in. So I'm like, so okay.
Like my producer's girlfriend gave me an idea and I was like, this is perfect for the channel. Like it's adventurous. Mm-hmm. It's going out. I'm like this. So I was just like back and forth, just like I was with you. I was like, this is inspiring. This is, gets me going. So I'm like, I like this idea. I love
it. Ideally, we would just need to like carve out time to come up with the routines and do everything and finalize it all. But like, let us know. Yeah. Let us know in the comments if that is something you would be interested in. And if you're excited about it, or maybe there's a theme you would want us to do. Yeah.
I'm excited.
What was the name of the hammer routine?
It's called Core Hammer.
Core Hammer.
I've heard it's good for like, it's like a, it's a one tool workout for like abs, side abs, side stomach.
Oh.
The love handles and the obliques and your shoulders and your back because you're bringing it around.
It's like a wood chop too. You could do like abs to do that. Yeah. It's a lot of core work. It's fun.
Well,
I don't know.
We got some work to do.
I don't know if we have the space. I don't want hammers going around in my gym. I don't trust anyone.
You're like, nope, not in my gym.
We don't need a tire either.
I don't understand. No tire. I mean, I like the fact of doing something that's not an equipment.
Yeah.
Like the rope thing. I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. And then like lifting a big old tires and then.
It's cool. I mean, you could do, that's the thing. You could do the same thing with this weighted sandbag. Mm-hmm. Squat down, grab the weighted sandbag and throw it over your shoulder or throw it up into the air. Mm-hmm. And that counts.
Yeah.
But when they're like, well, I want a tire. And I'm like, no, it's dirty. You use it. You get like, it's just gross. It's not the space. It's not needed. It's not needed. It's fun, but it's not needed.
Yeah. I'll stick to my weights. I'll stick to my hot pink weights. But on that note, JP, where can everybody find you on social media?
Oh, I just got it back, too. Oh. Hey. I got it back. Yes. My social media is at John_JPBFitness.
There you go. Nice, nice. So be sure to go give him a follow. So then that way you could show your Delulu support.
And then you could, you'll be the first to know about my new gym opening dates and come on by, celebrate with us.
Yeah, it's going to be so much fun.
It's going to be fun.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. It's been a long journey.
Thank you.
It's been a long journey.
You guys are both like inspirational like people, I swear to God.
Yeah.
Business, you guys are doing your own thing, self-made people. So it's just like you work your ass off and you can achieve anything, manifest things.
I mean, it really is. It's crazy because it all depends on what kind of person you are too. Mm-hmm, some people love the corporate fields. My gym, there was trainers who have been there for 15 years and they just love knowing that they're going to that gym and that's their deal.
Yeah.
But me, all corporate jobs that I've had, I've been fired from.
Oh no, really?
I just don't do well with corporate and I want to do more. And they're like, no, we can't do that here. And I'm like, I'm going to try to do it. And then
I want
like,
an episode of all the places you got fired from and why.
Right?
I'm going to write that down in my notes because that's some tea to end us on. Well, we are actually going to open up Patreon. So would you want to stay for a little bit and talk a little bit about that on the Patreon?
Sure.
It'll be behind a paywall, so not everybody will know.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, we'll see you guys over on Patreon where JP tells us.
Do I get to sit on that side?
You want us over here? We can switch.
I'm kidding. Oh, wait. Which Which character are we are in the canoe?
Oh yeah, thank you for reminding me. Oh my gosh,
we would have put that in.
I would have forgot.
You know what?
I don't have a sticker to show you. You remember?
No,
what it looks
I
like,
do
right?
remember.
Okay,
it,
good.
I am the one in charge. I'm the steering the canoe because I am pinpointing towards. I'm manifesting what I want, and I'm knowing that I'm on the way.
So you're the dog.
Close. Yes,
you're focused.
So close to it.
Yeah,
and that's going to be my person.
Oh, I love that.
That's me. I'm not going to chill in the back today. I'm not going to like just be happy and go with the flow. No, I'm going to be the one steering the canoe.
Oh, I love that. Oh, roof, roof. We're going for it. I would say. I'm feeling a little under the weather today, so I'm going to be the bear who's kind of in the middle, just like, I'm glad you're steering, but I'm also not ruining things like the cat is. So I'm just going to be like, eh.
Okay.
That's my vibe. What about you, Cosmo? Mm.
I'll either be the water just flowing with it, going with the flow.
Going with the flow.
Or the canoe.
I like that.
Ooh, you could be the canoe.
Canoe.
Well, since you're in charge of like all the finger pushing, I would say you are the oar.
Oh.
I like to get handled every once in a while.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, I'll handle you.
Wow.
Date.
Is this a date? Is this a date?
Oh, did my I just, God.
On that note, we've got some stuff to do.
Let's
back
go.
Here.
Let's go to Patreon. Let's see where this goes. This is unhinged, and I'm here for it. Please come join us on Patreon. Our lowest tier level, well, technically, is free. So if you want to come join us, I don't think I'm going to drop this one for free. We'll put this under the $5. So come join us. Pay $5 to hear more of JP's stories about why he got fired. And then be sure to join. We have higher tiers as well. We're working on more stickers to come out soon. So please come support us. We appreciate you all so much. Stay DeLulu. Go join the Cosmo Network as well. Go subscribe. Support Cosmo. Woo, 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 woo. And be sure to stay DeLulu so all your dreams come true, Lulu, like JP.
Do, 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 do.
DeLulu.
Do, do. Your dreams come true at DeLulu. Do, do. D E L U, Lulu.
Yeah!
Oh, I got it. Oh! I had to look away. I couldn't look at the camera.
You're like, oh. Spelling is hard. Subscribe.
S U B S C R I B E. Subscribe.